Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Facebook. Share screen. Welcome to the Courageous Recovery Broadcast. I'm your host, Randy Mortensen. This is a weekly 20 to 25 minute program where we provide answers for your I don't know how. Whether you're dealing with recovery issues, emotions from a loss, or maybe life's just thrown you one more curveball than you expected, I'm just so glad you're here today. And during this broadcast, we're going to be talking about a major challenge to our sobriety and our recovery journey. And that is the fear of failure. It's always great to see that we have people joining this broadcast from coast to coast and around the globe. Thank you for taking time from your busy schedules to connect. You should see a chat box if you're watching this on or listening to this on one of the subscribe channels. And what I would like you to do is subscribe. And if you have the option to share, please do that. If you are participating on Facebook, please leave a comment with any thoughts or any inputs or any insights here. For more information, you can go to my personal website, my coaching website, which is randymortensen.com. That's Randy Mortensen, MORTENSEN.com. Later in the show, I'll talk more about the 21-point assessment that you'll see on that website. And that's a tool to determine whether you or a loved one qualifies for one of my programs called the Lifestyle Champion Cohort. So as we launch into the content here today, I have a few questions for you. And I want to just start off with a Zig Ziglar quote. He wrote a number of years ago, "When it comes to fear, you can choose to fight or flight." When it comes to fear, you can choose to fight or flight. But then he goes on to say, F-E-A-R really has two meanings. Forget everything and run, or face everything and rise. The choice is yours. Those words, as I mentioned a minute ago, were written many years ago, but he nailed it on the head, didn't he? We've all faced fear and we'll face it again. There's no question about it. Fear raises its ugly head in our life, in our business, in our families. There's no end to the places where fear can enter into your life. So I have four questions that I want to talk about today. The first is, and if you have a pen and paper or some note-taking methodology, I'd really like you to write down these four questions. Is there a fear of failure in your life? Is question one. Is there a fear of failure in your life? The second question is it possible that you might actually fear success? You say, what? Is it possible that you might actually fear success? The third question, how do we deal with fear of rejection? How do you deal with the fear of rejection? And the fourth question is the fear of losing your identity real? Is the fear of losing your identity real? I know and you know that fear is just normal at every stage in recovery. We all entered rehab with some trepidation. I don't know about you, but I know I did. And it doesn't really matter whether it's your fifth attempt or your first attempt at rehab. I had a guest on a while ago that he had actually been to 13 treatment programs. You suppose that 13th time he walked in, he had fear and trepidation? I'd say yes. And then again, most of us left that treatment program with what? Some fear, some worry, some concern. We all wondered how we'd cope when those feelings we previously medicated came flooding back. But too much fear will be a paralyzing force. And fear can really be a precursor to relapse. So we cannot be afraid and run away from the challenges or whatever is creating those fears. Instead, we need to take that first step toward encountering our fear. The fear of sobriety, the fear of getting clean, is replacing your primary coping mechanism. What do I mean by that? Well, it was drugs and alcohol that were covering up your fear. And now, what are we dealing with in the early days of our recovery? It's a new fear, a new set of fear, or it's unfamiliar fears that we've not dealt with before because we medicated, we self-medicated. So will the new way of living be uncomfortable as you're beginning the journey, especially for someone who's afraid of feelings in general? Yeah, I'd say. If you're afraid of feelings in general, this is going to be hard work, but is it worth it? Will all the hard work be worth it? Absolutely. Absolutely. It'll be worth it. Staying trapped in fear generally means staying stuck in your addiction or whatever other compulsive behavior that you may be battling. Don't run, but instead face your fear and rise to a new level of achievement and start today. Don't wait another day. Fear, as I mentioned a minute ago, has two meanings: forget everything and run, or face everything and rise. So the first question that I mentioned earlier is this. And again, I'd encourage you to write this down. Is there a fear of failure in your life? Is there a fear of failure in your life? And this question applies to you if you have one day sober and clean or 10 years of recovery, because it doesn't matter. There are day-to-day challenges in each and every one of our lives. And there's going to be times when you're going to have some self-doubt and you're going to get pushed outside of your comfort zone. Then there are other times when you're going to fall a little bit short of that goal that you set for yourself. And this really applies to everyone, not only that person that's in recovery. It doesn't matter what you're dealing with. There's that fear of failure that's in many of us. And then when you fall short, at that point, you can either conclude that you don't deserve it, or maybe you don't have what it takes, or you can try again and again and again and again. The challenge that I face, and maybe some of you that are listening to this word today, the challenge that I face is I'm a perfectionist. And if you're a perfectionist like me, we have difficulty accepting mistakes and taking strategic risks. We just are really challenged with that. And it's true that about half of recovering addicts relapse at some point. It's true, but the other half doesn't. And if you're that person has suffered a relapse, learn from it. Those of us who have said we're going to quit 1,000 times or 1,001 times or however many times, you said, I'm never doing this again, but yet you did. Just remember this. You haven't failed, but you've learned. There are others who have succeeded in spite of that fear. And I want to say to you today, you can too. According to the partnership at drugfree.org, more than 23 million people in the United States have gained sobriety from drugs and alcohol problems. You can too. My encouragement for you today is for you to face the fear, pray through whatever is holding you back, and claim victory over any fear that's keeping you from celebrating victory. Remember this. In your time of deepest struggles, remember this. God found Gideon in a hole. He found Joseph in a prison. He found Daniel in a lion's den. He has a curious habit of showing up in the midst of trouble, not in those times of confidence and joy. Where the world sees failure, God sees future. Next time you feel fearful and unqualified to be used by God, remember this. God tends to recruit people from the pit, not the pedestal. So as we look at that acrostic for fear, I want to remind you again, forget everything and run, or face everything and rise. So question two is it possible that you might actually fear success? Might you fear success? That's the flip side of the fear of failure. Most people don't consciously self-sabotage, but they have a deeply held belief that they don't deserve to succeed. And because of that belief, they never really put their best forward. Their best effort doesn't come up. Why? Because they're feeling doomed from the start. Many allow that self-doubt and those fears of what others might think to keep them from even trying. If this is you, if you're saying, yes, Randy, that's me, what might you consider doing to overcome this? Well, fear is an emotion that is based on something we cannot control. What is that? It's the future. We can't control the future, and that will sometimes bring about fear. But instead of fretting over what might be, how about you practice being mindful of today, of the present? As you'll hear in many recovery circles, just don't drink today. Just don't use today. Go to bed sober tonight. Go to bed clean tonight. Fight through that fear. Because when you feel the fear and breathe through it without resisting it or trying to change it, that's when you'll notice how the fear begins to dissipate. It goes away. Know this. Everyone fails. For many, it's that fear of failure that's paralyzing and holding them back from trying something new, from taking a risk or taking a step toward their goals. Conquering this fear of failure, not for a moment letting it stand in your way and learning how to turn failure into success, have become mantras of sorts that almost all of us have heard at some point in our lives. Conquering that fear of failure, not letting it stand in your ways, learning how to turn that failure into success. Fear of failure may actually be the small hurdle, though, ironically, it's enough to hold you back because it's that fear of success, the somewhat counterintuitive concept that we're scared of achieving what we want to achieve. And it's that more subtle thought that might be harder to recognize and more real than you think. The next time you're confronted with a new thing, a new fear, and then you battle through it and you conquer your fear of failure, make sure you give yourself some thought as to how you accomplish that fear of success or overcame that fear of success. Why? So you can be prepared and ready to move all of the failures and all the barriers out of the way. As I continue talking about this, I just have a couple of things I want to share with you. I'm launching another 8-week program after the first of the year. It's called the Lifestyle Champion Cohort. And in that cohort, I actually do weekly 90-minute meetings with somewhere around 8 to 10 professionals. And there's three phases. The first phase is the evaluation phase. The second is the equipping phase. And the third is, how do I enjoy this newfound freedom, this newfound sobriety, this newfound clean time? For more information, you can reach into our database and get more information by texting champion to 66866. That's champion to 66866 to see if you qualify. Like I mentioned earlier, at randymortenson.com, there is a 21-point assessment that you can download there or you can print. And by participating in this broadcast, if the assessments show that you're a mild or a moderate case of substance use disorder, then you're eligible for this program. And by mentioning that you're a listener, just mention LCC, that's Lima Charlie Charlie, and you will actually be entitled to a 35% discount off of the regular registration fee. So for more information, text CHAMPION to 66866. Do it today. So here's the third question I mentioned earlier. How do we deal with the fear of rejection? We quit drinking. We quit using. We quit partying. We quit hanging out with those people. How do we deal with the fear of rejection? There's some people that it's going to take a while for them to believe that you're really changing, like you say you are. We've said, I'm sorry, so many times. It's difficult. And that fear of rejection will sometimes lead to a relapse. Here's what I want to say to you. Ask God to help you view yourself as He sees you. Ask God to help you view yourself as He sees you. What's that going to do? Well, it's going to clear away the distorted view of rejection that you have. And you may have that fear of rejection placed in front of your eyes. And when you pray for a vision of how God sees you, it's going to radically change your view of yourself. I want you to take a few minutes to write down a list of all the wonderful God-given qualities that make you unique. And then remind yourself of those qualities when you need to view yourself from God's perspective. If you're worried that you may be abandoned by the people you love or that you might be judged by others, ask God to show you how you can rely on Him to help you thrive after you've been rejected, sometimes even by those you love. For those who are dealing with substance use disorders or other mental health challenges, we sometimes refuse to admit there's a problem, or we hesitate to reach out to others for support. Why? Because we fear being rejected or judged. Yet, without taking these steps, there can be no recovery. What to do is a question. Fear of rejection can be overcome by pushing yourself to work a recovery program, even when you don't want to. Attend sober social gatherings, lean on family members, and talk to people at support groups. That's how you overcome that fear of rejection. Research shows that the simple act of putting your fears into words taps into the parts of the brains that are responsible for what? For logical and emotional regulation. This is going to show you another way to decrease the fear that you have, to overcome the anxiety that's holding you back. When you let fear and worry consume your every thought, what happens? There's no room left for finding solutions. Much like you have a choice on the definition of fear, you have a choice on how to spend your precious energy. But if all you do is focus incessantly on the problems that you're facing, you'll have no energy left to find a solution. Determine your best options and focus. Stay focused solely on them. And then pray, pray, pray. And then pray some more. Let's move on to question four. Is the fear of losing your identity real? Is the fear of losing your identity real? After months and years of being fixated on drugs and alcohol, who are you if you're not using or self-medicating? Who are you? What's your identity? How do you regain the hopes, the desires, and the values that you've always wanted? For me, I think those are some of the most difficult questions I faced or you may be facing, or others you love may be facing as we battle through recovery or battle through other compulsive behaviors, or maybe as you're just too involved in an abusive relationship. These are difficult questions for all of us. It's very interesting also, though, that the questions, those difficult questions, it's very interesting that the answers to those difficult questions will change over time. So the answer that you have today may not be the same solution that delivers itself to you or that God shows you weeks or months from now. Losing your identity, losing the old you, can be a long process, but if there's been a major life event or trauma in your life, it can happen suddenly too. So don't give yourself an excuse for just elongating this fear. The loss of identity may follow all sorts of change. Could be changes in your job, could be changes in your workplace or your profession, or it could be a loss of a role that once defined you. You may have been a child, you may have been a parent, a spouse, and all of a sudden everything has changed because you're not dependent on those behaviors that were holding you back. And what happens now? You have a gap. You have a void. You have some empty space in your life. When we lose the identity that we possessed, when we lose that identity and that sense of self, we're likely to seek our self-worth from others. Know that. That's a fear. When you don't have enough confidence in your own identity or sense of self, we're dependent on seeking self-worth from others. And the fear that sets in is suddenly going to cause you to value the importance of how others view you. You're going to look to them to give you a sense of value and self-worth and feelings of confidence. And when you depend on those external factors, that's going to be problematic. You know, you're going to be concerned about your physical appearance. You're going to wonder how you measure up to others, or your success or your status or your money or your fame. And what's going to happen is, as we seek reassurance and praise from others to feel okay, that's going to continue to promote the fear that affects your emotional well-being. And we are so wrong to depend on others to depend how we feel about ourselves. The most important relationship you will ever have is with yourself. Let me say that again. The most important relationship you will ever have is with yourself. Your emotional well-being depends on how you feel about you. And as a result of the relationship you have within yourself, that's going to allow you to overcome that fear. The awareness that you have lost your identity is one of the first steps towards finding it again. Sometimes professionals or counselors will help you with the answer to that question. That question is this: who am I? Who am I? Through focused thoughts, you have the opportunity to explore who you are, who God really intended you to be. And you have the opportunity to recognize that beauty, those talents that are within you, and to recognize the qualities and the attributes you've been given. You no longer have to rely on the external validation of others. This can help you lose the labels that you've hung around your neck and will help you find your true identity. I want to close with this. Will the real you please stand up? Will the real you please rise? Step up, claim yourself. Claim your identity. Claim that you are going to overcome fear no matter what it takes. And today, that lifestyle champion within you will be revealed. Folks, this fear is causing overdose to triple here in our country. Right now in the United States, we're seeing more than 130 overdose deaths per day. It's costing our American economy somewhere around $800 billion annually. So if you or someone you know is struggling today, if you're battling a compulsive and destructive behavior, or one of your loved ones is, please don't wait another day to seek help. You can reach out to me at my office number. That number is 321-757-HOPE. Again, that's 321-757-HOPE. Or call someone that you know and trust. Because those who are dying today are husbands, wives, sons, daughters of someone who truly loves them. Today's the day. Please don't wait another day. If you're interested in my ebook titled The 5 Common Mistakes When Pursuing Recovery, text CHAMPION to 66866. For more information or for that ebook, just text CHAMPION to 66866. I really hope you found this information helpful today. You can look for the replay of this to be available on the usual podcast online outlets like Buzzsprout, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, all the others. Here's what I want to leave you with. I want you to be encouraged to be the best you today, to fight the fear, to have a blessed day, and to be extraordinary today.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.